It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Now, this is exciting. There's this new thing going on in China where you hop online, whether it's your phone or maybe a laptop or tablet, and for $3 to $5, the equivalent of U.S. dollars, you go into this chat room and people get to know you. You're like, hi, I'm Joe. They're like, hi, Joe. And then they get to know a little bit about yourself. And I'm like, well, I work in radio. I'm like, oh, we bet you're a great broadcaster. You're going to win a lot of awards. You're going to be really great and famous. They give you compliments. They shower you with compliments for about 5 minutes. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Are these people paid to do it?
Yeah. They're part of the thing. It's $3 to $5 for you to hop on there and do it for a few minutes. But I think that's genius, even if it's false stuff. Like, doesn't a compliment change your day and your outlook on life? It's a new craze they're doing there. I guess a new trend, I should say. And I think we need to bring that here to America, and maybe we could kick it off right now with, as much as we pick on each other here on the show, maybe we could go around the room and take turns, and I'll each shower everybody with a compliment on the show.
Okay.
All right, let's go with Liv first. So let's see here. Liv, you know what? You are always so sweet and so kind. You're one of the nicest people that we know, and you bring a ray of sunshine to the room.
That is so nice.
You have the prettiest hair.
Oh, yeah, beautiful hair.
Aw, thank you.
Liv, you're very passionate and you're very helpful, and I love when you help me.
Thank you.
See? We might have to do this every show. This is going really well. All right, let's see. Producer Porkchop. Anybody can chime in at any time.
You have one of the warmest and most open hearts of anyone I've met.
Very patient.
Yes.
I kind of feel like I'm going to steal that one and piggyback it, too. You are probably one of the most patient / hardest working people I know. You don't complain about all the work you got to get done. Usually you're the last one here.
One time I was serving at Applebee's and a table told me that I have a patience of a saint.
Aww.
Let me add another thing. You always have great examples for your stories that involve restaurants or driving cars. That's another thing. All right, let's move on to Alex now. Okay. See, this is going really well. And if you have something you want to shower us with, 833-JOE-ALEX. Go ahead. Anybody kick it off with Alex.
Alex, you're very strong.
Very, very strong. Alex, you're one of the most passionate people I've ever met.
Thank you.
Alex, you are the most creative. I call it weird sometimes. It's not a bad thing, but you are one of the most creative people that I've ever met in my life, and it's a pleasure to work with you and get to see that creative side and the funniness that you bring, even if it's the equivalent of a six-year-old.
If I was with a woman, I'd want her to be like you.
Aww.
Oh, wait, you could turn him straight.
Well, honestly... Chase, Porkchop's boyfriend, and Alex.
Are we similar?
You guys could be like fraternal twins.
No way. Wait, we look alike?
Yes. You guys are both skinny, small, short, have maybe dark hair,
wieners,
kind of lighter complexion.
I'll take the skinny.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Joe's turn.
All right, go ahead. And anybody, let's hear what you got from me. Go ahead.
You do not look as morbidly obese as you are.
Oh my gosh, Liv.
Okay.
No, he really doesn't. No, you would never tell that like his weight was what it was. He does not look like he weighs that much.
Hold on, don't laugh. I get where she's coming right there. I mean, morbidly obese may not have been the best word, but it's accurate. But
I'm being dead serious. Like, you really don't look as heavy as like the number says.
You know, it's ironic that you say that because mine was kind of going to be about you, Joe. You're good at going out to eat. Like, I mean, like the other day, you were at Chick-fil-A. No, hold on. Like, you were at Chick-fil-A and you stopped and ate with me. And I thought that was nice. That's a good
thing.
Yeah,
he always will go out to eat with you.
Yeah.
Whenever you ask, or like whenever you're going by yourself.
Right. I love how transparent you are sharing stories about your life so that we all know what not to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you want us to learn from your like awful mistakes.
Okay, well, that's the new trend, the new craze out of China where you pay people to give you compliments.
I think that all went well.
It was
great. We should do this more often.
Yeah.
I feel good.
It was great. Wow. Joe, do you feel good about it?
Yeah, I'm feeling great.